Hello and welcome to CabaroZ28.com, podcast number 7.
Number 7.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And Jason is back this week.
Yeah, after the critically acclaimed podcast number 6.5,
yeah,
the show that never was.
How you feeling, Jason?
I'm feeling a little better. I don't quite sound like myself, I realize that. But
you almost got your voice back.
Almost. It's been a week and a half battle with some sort of crazy virus that I picked up, and what a time to have it after the weekend I just had.
Yeah, the MTEMN event.
Yeah, the 10th annual Michigan GM event.
Yeah, we just got back today.
Yep, me too.
Yeah.
And I'm still beat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everything went off pretty good, though.
As far as I can tell, everything went great. No complaints from anybody.
It was a pretty awesome show, as usual.
Weather was good, except for a little bit of a breeze, but I think everybody had a good time. But most of you guys might not know what we're talking about.
Right, because since this is more of a localized Michigan, I did see some people there from Indiana, mm-hmm. Ohio.
Yep.
But it's more of a Midwestern type race.
Great Lakes type thing.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, since we're talking about the race, you know, and we just got back, let's get a little history about it.
Okay.
Tell us how you got involved.
Well, when I first got on the internet, I joined the fbody.org mailing list, and they were putting on the first Memphis event.
Okay, I believe that was back in 1996.
96, yep. And for those that couldn't go to the Memphis event.
Yeah, from our area here.
From our area.
Yeah.
A couple of enthusiasts named Paula Bowsley and Steve Howsworth. Steve was from Chicago and Paula was from the Ann Arbor area. Decided to put on a local event in at Milan, Michigan, at the drag strip there for the fbody.org members.
Yeah.
And called it Milan Mania. And I had just joined the mailing list a few months prior to that, and I decided to go with my first Camaro that I just bought a few months before that. And, well, that's where I met you, Chris, for the very first
that's
time.
Right. And you know what? Yours was the first Camaro SS I had ever seen on the road.
Mine was?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're 96.
There were many at the time.
Right, and yours was the first one I ever saw, so, yeah.
Yeah, and it was really slow at that event, too, because I did not know how to drive it.
I think everybody was driving pretty slow at that event. So then, what got you involved in the event?
Well, there's about 25 cars at the first one, and it went off without a hitch. I mean, you know, 25 people, it went off great. There was talk about doing one a second year, and that finally came around the next year, but Steve Howsworth there, he was expecting a new family, so he couldn't help Paula organize it. So I said, well, hey, you know, I'll step in and I'll help, you know, run this little event. And so we did it. We did Milan Mania 2.
That's right.
And that was 97. And then after that, for the third one, Paula was too big. She couldn't do it. I don't remember why, but she couldn't do it. And I said, well, I guess I'll do the third one by myself. And I decided to move it from Milan to Stanton, Michigan, which is closer to the area that I grew up in. It's a little bit bigger of a track. And
a much nicer track.
Yeah, everybody loves the track. The staff there
top
is great.
Notch,
it's
yeah.
Family run. They take good care of everybody. And
that was at the Mid-Michigan Motorplex, correct?
Right. And that there's a little story behind that, because it went from Milan Mania to Mid-Michigan Mania, and I thought M3, because there's three M's in it, so I just called it M3 just for kicks, and that's why it's now called the M events, because the subsequent years I called it, you know, M4, M5, and so on and so forth, all the way up to the one we just had this weekend, M10.
Wow.
10 years.
10 years.
I haven't done anything for 10 years. I'm going to mention this on the event website, but I haven't held a career position for 10 years. I haven't been married for 10 years. I've only been married for 5 years as of right now. I haven't even lived in the same place for 10 years in a stretch.
Wow.
So this is the longest thing I've ever done.
Wow.
And then CamaroZ28.com comes a close second, because it'll be 10 years next year.
That's right.
So, but yeah, it's 10 years of, I always, it's, you know, 10 years of great fun, great friends, and great racing, because that's what it's been to me. And I want to say it's been that for everybody else who's attended.
Oh, yeah. It's always been a great time. Great time.
Yeah.
What sticks out in your mind from any of the M events?
Snow. there's a couple of years when
there's nothing like racing when it's snowing out in October.
Yeah, we have it late in the year because we, you know, call it the last blast before people put their cars away here in the Great Lakes area. And the weather is a bit unpredictable. It's mostly been on our side over the years, except I remember one year it was snowing pretty good sized flakes when we were packing up to leave the event.
I can remember that.
But the funny thing is, the year we had before that, I think it was M4. It was like 75 degrees, and I was wearing a T-shirt.
That was one of the warmest M events to record.
It was great. And over the years, what else do I remember? A lot of great people. I see a lot of the same people every year that are just dedicated to this event. You know, they put the word out there, and I gotta give them a great amount of appreciation for that. Dan Burke, I think, has always been there.
Absolutely. I mean, we were just discussing that.
There's many people, but Dan Burke sticks out.
From M1 yep. all the way through M10.
Yep.
Dan in the same car he drives
yep,
today.
The same car. And he just ran back-to-back hot laps at M10.
That's wonderful.
There's a whole lot of people I should be thanking, but there's so many I couldn't name them all if I tried. But a lot of sponsors that helped out, you know, with prizes, and I love to raffle off a lot of goodies. I want people to, if they can't walk away with a great time slip, I want them to walk away with something.
Yeah.
Along with a good time.
There's some cool prizes this year. What was that one, the one prize that
EFI Live?
Oh, man.
Yeah, EFI
some lucky
Live.
Bastard got that.
Yeah, and he also got the gift certificate for the rear ring and pinion install from Driveline Solutions.
Wow.
Quentin took me aside and said that he doesn't even own a car.
Oh, nice.
So he won the EFI Live, which is like a $675 value, and the ring and pinion install, and he doesn't have anything. I think he's just got like an everyday car. So
So if you see that on eBay, you know where it came from.
Yeah, but special thanks to, you know, all the sponsors over the years and everybody that came to the event. It's pretty cool.
Cars are just getting faster and faster every year.
Absolutely.
I would have to say at the first M event, if you saw somebody break into the 12s, it was unbelievable.
Well, the first, we had bracket one, we had two different bracket classes and then a quick 16. And it used to be the bracket class was 12.99 and quicker or 13.0 and slower. But because the cars got faster over the years, a couple, 3 years ago, I had to change that. So it was 12.49 and faster and 12.50 and slower.
Yep.
And that's because it started getting so the 12.99 and quicker class was huge and the 13.0 and slower was starting to diminish. It was getting smaller as the years went on. And, yeah, we went from, you know, the first year we had barely 12-second cars, and now as the years went on, we've got, you know, many 10-second and faster cars. We had the Stenod Performance Crew. They had a lot of cars there that were running 8 seconds. And the Ohio Boys Racing were giving them a run for their money along with, you know, running the same time, so they're putting on an incredible show. But the cool part is since we also have bracket classes, you don't have to have a really fast car to win. You just have to be a good driver. So it depends on, you know, run what you brung. If you're fast, that's great. If you're not, you can still win. So it's cool for everybody. But it's a heck of an undertaking to put on an event, and I love every second of it. But, you know, I take time off work. I got to make phone calls to get sponsors. I got to, you know, build a website and everything. And I'm not complaining by any stretch, but it's all fun. But
that's what I was going to ask you. What's all involved in putting together a show of this type of, this magnitude of a show? And how much planning goes into putting on a show that's a once-a-year event?
For me, and I don't know if I just make it harder on myself or not. I don't know how somebody else would do it, but I just started doing it. Every spring I start, you know, trying to get myself into the mode to start working on it here and there, start getting people talking about it. I start by working on the website just to, you know, people, that's, you know, it's an internet-based type thing, really. That's where it all started to begin with, and that's
right.
The way it's been. So I start working on the website a little bit. I start making some phone calls to the previous sponsors of the event to see if they want to show up or help out or whatever they want to do. And after that, it's just
getting the word out?
Getting the word out and answering questions and getting prepared. You know, I like to send out wristbands for people who like to pre-register, so entry into the track is pretty quick and easy. They just show the wristband around the wrist, sign the waiver, and go in and race. It's just a lot of little tiny things that just kind of add up over time. And then the things that I forget to do during the spring and summer is the things that catch up to me in the fall. You know, if I want to have T-shirts made or stickers made or things like that, I got to kind of organize that. And it's just a lot of little things. You know, it becomes part of my life for a couple of months. And keeps me busy, that's for sure. And then next thing you know, one day, it's all over.
Yep.
And
yep, it's now October 16th.
Yep.
You know, one day after the event. And I've already seen someone post. What day is the next M event?
Well, that remains to be seen, I'm sure. But I've had a lot of help over the years. So it's all a big, friendly, we all band together and make it work. All of us do.
Yeah.
So
the show will continue.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
The show will continue, absolutely.
But it's pretty cool. I wish that more people could come out to it. But you know, that's the thing. I'm the guy that does it. It's only a one guy thing with just making some phone calls and asking for some help from some friends. So anybody could really do this if they just put a little effort into it and dedicate some time to it and just kind of think things through and plan it out and just make sure that everybody's happy. That's one thing I always done is I made sure everybody was happy, and if there's a problem, they told me about it. And yeah. So far, I take care of it pretty good. But if you want to do it, definitely find a track, make some phone calls, see what they charge for a day of racing. It's kind of pricey, but if you make sure you get enough people, it'll cover it, and you'll get some in your pocket for your time off work and your phone calls and your running around, your leg work, and getting trophies and all the other little things that you got to wind up doing. And believe me, you'll learn as you go along. It's not hard to figure out what you need to do, and you get a lot of people that'll offer suggestions if they're interested in attending, because the event is for the people, and they'll help you make it great.
Yep.
And that's the way it's been.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent.
That's that.
That's another year. And
another year. 10 years. I still can't get over that.
10 years.
Ten years.
I know. Well, give us the website address for the M event.
Oh, sure. It's MIGMEvent.com. It's short for Michigan GM Event, because that's what it is. Back in the day, it started out as FBody.org members only. We talked about that earlier. And then my dad wanted to run his Camaro, and so I said, okay, how about just Camaros and Firebirds? Like, I don't know if it was the third year or the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of opening it up a little bit, letting a few people in, because some people were actually sort of felt put off by the fact that they couldn't come because they weren't part of the mailing list. So
right.
I just opened it up. I eventually opened up to GM cars entirely, because my dad sold his Camaro and bought a Nova. And he subsequently bought his Camaro back, but now he wants to run them both. So now guys, from full-on race cars to work trucks, they're going down the quarter mile, so it's a pretty neat variety of things. We had we did do that one national event that was going to take the place of M8.
Right, that was in 2003.
Yep, the Camaro Z28.com Nationals. That
was in July of 2003 at the Mid-Michigan Motorplex.
And that went off pretty good, but the funny thing is that we didn't get, for being a two-day event and for being the Camaro Z28.com event, it wasn't quite as big as the M events, actually, because we found out the hard way after the event was all done that, everybody has plans during the summer, so
yeah.
It went off great and all that, but we just didn't have the momentum behind it that we wanted to. So
also, it was pretty damn hot that weekend.
Yeah, July, it was roasting.
Quite the contrast to what an M event is. You go from 90 degrees racing in July to barely 50 degrees racing yesterday with that wind.
As long as we have good track prep in the cold air. I mean, every year I have somebody say, I just ran my best time at your event. I love this event. I'm coming back. And they do. They come back all the time.
Every year, yeah.
So we'll see what happens for M11.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll see some of you guys there that are listening to this. And
yeah, so check out the website.
MIGMEvent.com.
Also check out the lounge in the Michigan section. People have been posting about the event already.
Have they?
Yeah, with pictures.
Well, I just got home from the event today, so I haven't even had a chance to look myself.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, great.
Okay,
I'll check them out.
Yeah. That will end podcast number 7 for this week.
Good, because I'm tired of talking.
Yeah. Rest your voice for next week, Jason. We'll cover some more cool stuff.
Don't forget I'm going to SEMA in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And check the lounge, everybody, because I'm going to try to... Anybody going to SEMA, I'm trying to organize a very very casual Camaro Z28.com meet and greet just at the Flamingo where I'm staying. So if anybody's going out there, I'd love to meet you.
Absolutely.
And I'm done. I'm spent.
Okay. All right. We're out of here. See you later.